Good morning. Our text that we will be considering this morning comes to us from the book of James, chapter 1, verses 16 through 18. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Dear friends in Christ, happy holidays. Doesn't sound quite right, does it? In this, the week of Thanksgiving, we more often expect to hear, happy Thanksgiving. And in a month's time, Merry Christmas. Now, the warm, time-honored greeting, Merry Christmas, being done away with by the secular world and replaced with happy holidays, is easily explained. People want to be more sensitive to those who do not practice Christianity, practice other religions, and don't believe in the Christ. Christmas. But what about Thanksgiving, which is not so easily recognized as a Christian holiday? Well, let's take a look at the word thanks. It's a verb, obviously, but it's a transitive verb. That means that it needs to take a direct object. If you are thanking, you must be thanking something or someone. Thank you. Thank goodness. Thank your lucky stars, etc. So to whom do you give thanks? Well, we have our answer in the text this morning. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. He even gives gifts in the lives of unbelievers. If you recall the explanation to the fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer, Luther there says, God gives daily bread even without our asking, even to all the wicked. But take a second and think how empty and purposeless a Thanksgiving meal would be if you were unable to be truly thankful because you didn't know where these gifts came from. Sure, one can say, I'm thankful to Aunt Alice for bringing the green bean casserole. But who among the unbelieving world can correctly say, I am thankful for my family? If they don't believe in God, to whom are they giving thanks? Many who follow false religions believe that they have earned the blessings in their lives through their righteous living and are, in essence, thanking themselves. The absence of the God of the Bible in the life of an unbeliever turns the ponderous, comforting reflection, what are you thankful for? Into the incredulous rebuke, well, what are you thankful for? How ridiculous it would be this Thursday to give thanks to Charles Darwin, or karma, or universal chance. Darwin didn't give you your family. Karma, or any other religion for that matter, that utilizes a works reward system, did not give you the food on your plate, the clothes on your back, or the roof over your head. Pure universal chance didn't give you your friends. Do not be deceived. It is God who gives all these gifts and more. God, the Father of lights, is the one source of all our blessings and the only one we can give thanks to this Thanksgiving for all the good gifts in our lives. It is God who has promised in his word, I will never leave you nor forsake you. It is God who gave the assurance. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you of not more value than they? It is God, when we are in despair over our many weaknesses and shortcomings, who comes and calms our troubled hearts when he says, My grace is sufficient for you. And he makes us sufficient in many ways. God is the one who, along with the good gifts, freely gives us every perfect gift. He gives us his word of truth, in which we read and discover the lengths he went to ransom mankind from sin. When God saw our sorry state of deserved damnation, he put into motion the workings of mankind's salvation. The seed of the woman was promised, and the scepter did not depart from Judah. God preserved his earthly kingdom of Israel until the Anointed One came, born of a virgin. As the promised Messiah, Jesus of Nazareth lived a perfect, righteous life. He was tempted in every way that we are tempted, and yet was without sin. With his own blood, Jesus washed away all of our sins and imparted to us his perfect, righteous life. We creatures who by nature are at enmity with God could not even accept this perfect gift were it not for the Holy Spirit working faith in our hearts. He, of his own will, brought us forth by the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. He did this so that we might one day follow after him, as was spoken of in 1 Corinthians 15. But now Christ is risen from the dead, and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection from the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. What are you thankful for? We have so many things before us here now to give thanks for that we seldom give thanks for the things to come. Because the life of man can be very uncertain at times. But God, who has blessed us with every good temporal gift and every perfect spiritual gift, has promised to keep supplying these gifts, because with him there is no variation or shadow of turning. Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Lord will bless us with everything we need to keep our body and life, until such a time as he calls us home to be with him. His word will always be there to comfort us in times of sorrow and hardship. And the Lord will always bless us with the free remission of sins every time we bring our guilt and our shame and lay them at the feet of Christ in repentance. So, happy holidays. Nothing so generic, for we who by faith know where every good and perfect gift comes from. Happy Thanksgiving is a much more fitting greeting for a people who know that their Heavenly Father has graciously blessed them beyond measure. It is impossible for any one of us who has received these gifts, tangible and intangible, temporal and eternal, to not give glory to his name in thanks and praise. May the words of the psalmist be ever on our lips. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Amen. We conclude today singing hymn 572, verses 1 and 3. Hymn 572, verses 1 and 3.